We're not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, g'day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, Oklahoma. It's a rough day out there today, gentlemen. Let's check some temperatures and ladies. 78 degrees at Hollis, 78 at Eric, 76 at Arnett, 81 at Cherokee, 83 at Lahoma. Out here in the panhandle of Texas, 76 degrees at Lipscomb, 76 at Miami, 75 at McLean, 79 at Wellington. Well, let's just get right to it. It's not a good day outside for fires. So there's a big one happening right now out west of Wheeler right now. I know Wheeler County Fire Department, I've seen, has been called out to that one. If you get on the radar, you can actually see it on radar. It's a big fire. So guys, got to be careful out there. And I've seen this post, so I'm going to share this with you. As far as the advisories, all of the Texas, Oklahoma panhandles, most of all of Oklahoma, except for the far southeast and parts of Kansas and most of all of Nebraska and a little bit of New Mexico, is under a critical fire alert. But over here, northern Beckham County, all Roger Mills, part of Custer and Dewey and Ellis County, you're in extreme fire risk right now. And the gentleman shared a picture, too, and it's come from the National Weather Service. Fire prevention. Avoid using welding equipment, driving on a flat tire, parking on dry grass, throwing cigarettes out a window, and dragging chains behind a vehicle. And I'm going to add, check your wheel bearings, guys. It is extremely dangerous out there today. The worst it's been all year, and probably... we had one day last year, according to one of the news reports, that it was just as bad. So this is extreme. So just don't do anything you don't have to today. Just take it out there. And the winds are crazy right now in the panhandle. They got winds gusting up to 50 miles an hour. Further down into our Ellis County and Dewey County and parts of Roger Mills, we got 36 mile an hour sustained wind with gusts up to 42, 41. It's just windy up there. It's dry. Everybody, just please be careful out there, is all I'm asking. Also, I got an early text message, and I want to share this with you because I was actually going to talk a little bit for just a second about the wildlife department. Jimmy, I would like to appeal to all hunters, fishermen, and outdoor enthusiasts requesting their support of Senate Bill 941 in the Oklahoma legislation. The bill consolidates several licenses provided by the ODWC. It also raises license fees for non-resident deer and waterfowl hunters and will also raise the cost of a resident lifetime license. The bill will create a resident youth super license where resident youth will receive all the annual licenses, rags for everything, and a great discount price. And we do. We need more youth hunting right now. The Oklahoma Department of Wildlife Conservation has not received a license fee increase in more than 20 years. Currently, the OWDC does not receive general appropriations of tax dollars from the Oklahoma legislation without a license fee increase in more than 20 years. The ODWC is operating on a 20-year-old budget. As we all know, inflation has increased tremendously by the cost of maintaining everything. The public services provided by the ODWC benefit all residents, visitors, and wildlife in the great state of Oklahoma. So please contact your state-led senators and representatives and urge them to support SB 941. Thank you. Yes, I support it. It's my personal opinion. But anyway, I'm a big supporter of that. It needs to be revamped. and there's 20 or 25 licenses out there now. We need to revamp and make it more simple and just have a deal. Also, the Department of Wildlife reminds you this is snipe season in Oklahoma. It's officially open. Night bag limit 2. Flashlights are permitted. Spotlights are not. No hunting from vehicles, fabric, and paper bags only. So there you go. So I had to throw that one in there. Anyway, please, though, check out, read it for yourself, Senate Bill 941. And if you let your senators and state representatives know what you want to do there. I got a lot going on today. I'm going to take an early break here. And when I come back, and it's Stockman's Vet Clinic happy hour today. So I'm going to take a Stockman's Vet break, get back. I'll have Brandon Hickey on, get an update of what happened at the sale barns at Elk City and East Clinton. And then the Davis family's coming on. Jim, Deb, and Jordan will be on here. And we're going to talk about the Davis Angus bull sale coming up this Saturday over there by Burns Flat. So we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
The Penny News has been helping people's business for years. Did you know that over 17,000 people pick up the Penny News every week? Well, now we've added the online version. You can place your own classified ad by texting in at 580-799-5085. You can place a box ad right there online at thepennynews.com. It's that easy. There's no design fee. All you do is click on thepennynews.com, click on Place an Ad, and then choose the type of ad you want to place. Maximize your business potential by being a partner of Paragon Communications and The Penny News.
You can buy parts anywhere, but the people at our store are different than people at other stores. And if they're not, we're going to make them different. They should be more knowledgeable. They should be more friendly. They should be more customer-oriented. They should be part of the community. We pride ourselves of doing business with people. You can buy parts anywhere. It's the people that make the difference.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water Experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water Experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
Calling all rural residents of Western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle. Are you tired of hauling off your own trash? Call D&G Trash Hauling. They can have a dumpster delivered to you in no time. D&G offers weekly or bi-weekly pickup in 4 different size dumpsters. You have a big job? D&G also has roll-offs available in several sizes. With D&G, you find affordable rates and no contracts. Satisfaction is always top priority. For more information, call D&G at 580-497-6950. That's 580-497-6950. Let D&G Trash get rid of your trash.
The Quartermaster Creek Spring Bull Sale is February 28th at the ranch southwest of Leedy, selling 150 two-year-old bulls. Sires include Deer Valley Growth Fund, KG Justified, and Easy AR Step Up. Several other breed-leading sires will be represented. Also selling commercial two-year-old pairs and open yearling heifers carrying QC Genetics. The Quartermaster Creek Spring Bull Sale, Wednesday, February 28th at 12:30 at the ranch southwest of Leedy. You can also view the sale and bid online. For videos and sale info, log on to quartermastercreek.com.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Miami, Texas, here is your ag weather forecast. Humidity is 21, dew point's 35. Southwest wind 37 with gust up to 47. Peak wind gust today is 62 miles an hour. Month-to-date precipitation, 0.40. No red flag minutes yet, and I can't believe that. It must not be updated. 8-inch soil temperature, 51 degrees. Man, guys, this ain't everybody. This wind's no joke out there. Well, on this Stockman's Vets happy hour, I have a special guest to start off the show with today, and it's the world-famous Brandon Hickey.
Good afternoon, Jimmy.
You're breaking up. Are you there? No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Anyway, you must be on Verizon today.
So, oh, yeah.
Anyway, hey, is it windy out where you're at?
Oh, yes, it is. It is unbelievable. But, you know, it makes me think maybe spring is on its way. Have we got any cold weather coming in? Is winter coming back? Or are we going to just go ahead and start spring?
Wait till you get up in the morning. So, I haven't even looked yet, but I think like 20-something degrees in the morning. It's back and blustering north winds starting to see. I think it's supposed to get into Woodward this afternoon around 6, so it'll make it here by 7 or 8 probably.
So what you're telling me is we're going to have one of those western Oklahoma weather switches, right?
Yes. If you think the weather's bad now, give us a couple hours, so we'll
there
go
you
with
go.
It.
Anyway,
looks like you had I ain't got my text message up from you, but I will hear in just a second. Right there it is. Looks like you had a great sale at Elk City Friday.
Yes, sir. Yep,
what do we have? 1,445
buyer interest. Yep. Lots of good buyer interest. Lots of good caves to sell again. Starting to see a few of the fleshy new crops starting to show up and come to town, but mostly it's still good conditioned age-year cattle, still a premium for the older aged good conditioned cattle. A little bit of a discount for the fleshier new crop calves coming off these cows that are milking good, but not bad. Still really good money. You can see there from Mountain View. 589 weight steers at 287.50, and you know that would be for some of those fleshy calves that was said, which is really still really good money. But you know you are looking a little bit down the pole from them good condition thinner long aged cattle.
What stood out Friday to you?
You know what really stood out to me was probably the bred cow market. We had a good offering of young bred cows. And, you know, the big, nice, sure enough front-end choice Black Angus, Baldy cows really ringing a bell, you know, getting up there right around, bumping around that 2,900 for a 5 to 8 month bred cow. You know, that really stuck out. Had lots of buyers in the barn on them for that good offering of them. And didn't have as many of the really, really choice front-end pairs with it. But the handful that we did have, sure enough, choice front end pairs, they all sold as singles, and there's 3,200 on the top of them. I don't know what a good group of sure enough young choice pairs would bring, but you know, you're getting 3,200 out of the singles. Well, you figure that a package of them is sure gonna get on up there.
Yeah, I seen that, and that's a good point. And it looks like there's some. People starting to look for some cows to put back out on the grass that they've sold and stuff. Does it seem like that to you?
Yeah, we're definitely have some interest in that. Definitely a lot of them out there looking, and some of them are looking pretty hard and heavy, and some of them just kind of in the beginning stages of kicking the tires, see what it's going to cost them to restock. But there's definitely quite a bit of interest out there, and the really good choice fancy front end heavy bred cows and pairs are not easily found. There's not a whole lot of them out there easily found, but they're you know, they're start few, we had, did have a few of them last week, and sure had the buyers show up to get at them.
Got you. What have you got anything coming in this Friday that you know of yet?
No, I got one little old package of heavy bred young red Angus cows. I think there's going to be just eight of them, 3, 4, 5 year old heavy bred red Angus cows. Then everything else that's on the list is mostly weaned lightweight calves. Going to have a good offering of weaned 3 and 4 weight calves again this week coming in. So we'll have a nice run again, but I don't have as many of the good front end cows like what we had to offer this last week.
And the buyer turnout at Elk City's been really good the last 3 or 4 weeks. And would you apologize to the ladies in the cafe for me? I missed them. Friday, I had to go to that meeting over at the North Fork for the water deal. And I seen your father there, by the way.
Yeah. You're taking your life and your reputation into your own hands by snubbing those ladies.
I know. So anyway, if I said anything about them last Friday, it'd be fake news, and that'd just make them really matter. So I'll let last Friday roll with the ladies, and let's head on over to Clinton, to Western Oklahoma, and a good turnout there, 2,173 head, and looks like I seen a group in there got my attention. Oh, there from Clinton. 80 head of steers, 815, brought 241. I'll take that all day long.
Yes, sir. Yeah, they're good, nice group, and a lot of really good home-raised cattle. Those 771-pounders from Cordell, really nice set of home-raised cattle at 250 and a dime. I thought that was a really good ticket. And then, the 1,003s and 1,079-pounders at 208, 217.50. That's a lot of dollars, but that's in those good front end cattle. I mean, they'll bring it right now. These people are looking for them. They're needing them. There's some empty pens, and they're ready to fill them back up. And we don't have as many of these cattle to be had this time of year. I mean, we're seeing good numbers, but not just the absolute huge numbers coming off this week like we normally do. And we could still see a little pullback if we get some really big runs the next 2 or 3 weeks. But right now we haven't got enough to satisfy the appetite of the empty pens that the feedlots have got. So we're in good shape here for another week or so anyway, on these calves, these good front end yearlings. But they're sure after the very front end.
Are you hearing anything? Or are some people going to graze some wheat out?
Yeah. There's some wheat that some guys have been telling me about that they are going to go ahead and graze out some nice size acreages. One deal I heard about was 450 acres, and one deal was 500 acres. That the wheat deal has fallen off just enough that they're going to go ahead and graze it out. And of course, then the big question is do I sell the cattle, the big cattle that I've got on it, and replace them with little cattle or old cows, or do I leave the big cattle out there that's out there now and just go ahead and make them bigger? That's one of them $100 million questions that if you had a crystal ball, you knew the exact answer, it'd be great.
That's why cattle producers are either broke or they're rich.
Yes, sir. But I think right now with this market, as long as something weird don't throw a kink in the thing or something, I think you're going to be in pretty good shape either way. I mean, we should be numbers wise, we should be steady to higher, continuing going forward. I'd encourage, anybody out there that's keeping their cattle, grazing their cattle or buying cattle to graze, get you some sort of protection just in case we have another one of those weird oddball things like what happened in November. Happen again when you get those paper traders involved. You never know how much they can move this thing in just a few weeks time. So yep. I'd encourage anybody that's got them out to have you some puts or some LRPs or something just to take care, just to make sure that you get to take advantage of these high prices, because you just never know what this. Like I say, you get these paper traders, you just never know what they, how fast they can move that market and funds go to doing stuff, and they can move those markets and not really make any sense. And that's what we saw happen in November. There wasn't anything changed about our numbers. It was just, they all got on board and decided to move it, and they moved it about $40 a hundred over the course of about 6 weeks. And, that's, that's a lot of dollars per head, and on this market, there's no sense in giving that up. So, I'd highly encourage to protect yourself from something like that happening. We got these good prices and good high prices and a lot of dollars per head, but no sense in losing out on that. You know, if you can get an LRP or some puts to kind of protect yourself, I would encourage anybody to do that, whether it be your home raised cattle or some you bought they've even got programs where you can protect these lightweight calves off the cows that you've got turned out there and whatnot.
Okay. Got anything coming up, Clinton, so far that you know of yet? I mean, I know you just got done yesterday, but
Yes, sir. Yeah, I've got a couple of nice home raised deals already on the books coming in. Mr. Zerby from over there at Custer City, he had his all caught yesterday, and then part of them got back out. So I know he's going to bring the rest of his next week. That'll be a really nice offering of nice home raised yearlings, and I got a couple of other nice home raised yearlings. Sets coming in also next week already on consignment. So we're expecting another good run next week of these good wheat pasture cattle, and we'll have some good long winged lightweight calves as well, but they'll be we'll be heavy again to those 650 to 1,000 pound cattle, I think, coming next week again, the really really front end mostly home raised cattle.
All right, well, Mr. Brandon Hickey, I'll probably see you this Friday for sure. And, I missed out last Friday, and I apologize. I had to, I usually go in there and stir your crowd up for a few minutes, and then I run. So,
just like a grandpa with the grandkids, come get everybody stirred up and go home.
That's right, especially that top row. So thanks for taking time out to come on today, and I'll talk to you Friday.
You bet. Thank you, Jimmy.
Thanks, Brandon. Mr. Brandon Hickey with the Elk City and Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction. We're going to take a Stockman's Vet Clinic break. And when we come back, it looks like the other one showed up finally. And so now we can have a family outing in here. So anyway, the Davis family will be in here, and we're going to be talking about the Davis Angus Bull Sale coming up this Saturday. And we'll be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
SEI Agritech is excited to announce they're now open with their new LNC blending feed facility for their new product line at SEI Agritech 1400 South Randall in Elk City, with all the feed rations that you've come to know and trust. The new facility is the only LNC blending facility in the area. SEI Agritech in Elk City now open their new facility in their current location, 1400 South Randall in Elk City. For more information, give Kent a call at 580-225-0317.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Blair Tire and Feed is helping you save some money. Firestone Ag is holding its Spring Into Savings event. That means you're going to save big money on the tires you need. Most Firestone radial tires are included in the sale, like their expanded line of 82 technology patterns and sizes. Eligible standard radial tires will have a $200 discount. Eligible 82 radial tires will have a $300 discount. That's big time savings on big time tires during a big time event. The Firestone Ag Spring Into Savings event at Blair Tire and Feed.
Are you looking to give your livestock the best nutrition possible? Well, head on over to the Sarah Farmers Co-op. Sarah Co-op is an authorized quality liquid feeds dealer. They handle a variety of QLF Ignite protein and mineral tubs, along with their Pasture Select 20-5 and 35-5 liquid feed. Short on time, the Sarah Co-op will supply, deliver, and fill your liquid feed tank for you so that you don't have to. Don't put it off. Head on over to the Sarah Co-op at 109 South 6th Street in Sarah, or give them a call at 928-2664.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, February 26, 2001.
873 head were sold. 4 head of steers at 480 brought 312. 6 at 567 brought 279. 10 at 602 brought 314. 6 at 738 brought 251. 13 at 855 brought 235.50. 9 head of heifers at 494 brought 273. 11 at 546 brought 278. 3 at 598 brought 248. 8 at 699 brought 238. 29 at 802 brought 220.50. 33 at 811 brought 219.50. Butcher cows were 32 to 133. Butcher bulls brought 109 to 143. Bred cows were 1105 to 2325. Pairs brought 1175 to 2250. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
The Quartermaster Creek Spring Bull Sale is February 28th at the ranch southwest of Leedy, selling 150 two-year-old bulls. Sires include Deer Valley Growth Fund, KG Justified, and Easy AR Step Up. Several other breed-leading sires will be represented. Also selling commercial two-year-old pairs and open yearling heifers carrying QC Genetics. The Quartermaster Creek Spring Bull Sale, Wednesday, February 28th at 12:30 at the ranch southwest of Leedy. You can also view the sale and bid online. For videos and sale info, log on to quartermastercreek.com.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here's your Northwestern Oklahoma Ag Weather Update. I pick Arnett, home of the famous Lori Campbell. 80 degree, whoop. Let me refresh this because that thing just went from 80 to 75 in 1 second. Maybe I shouldn't have refreshed it because now it's nothing on there. Oh, there it is. Okay. 75 degrees, feels like 75, dew point's 35, humidity's 23. The winds are out of the west, southwest at 28 miles an hour with sustained gusts of 38. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 51 degrees. Fractional water, 0.8. Sunset at 6:32. It's windy, 80 degrees today. Tonight, blustery, 25 degrees with winds switching from the west to the north, 14 to 30 miles an hour with wind gusts up to 50 tonight. So we got at least 24 more hours of this stuff. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, light winds, 53 degrees for a high. Well, one of my favorite Angus families in Western Oklahoma, the Davis Angus family, is in the deal, and hopefully we don't have any fights today. But anyway, Debbie, Jim, and Jordan are in the studio. Welcome back to Today in Ag, folks. I missed you guys.
Thanks for having us on, Jim.
Yeah, we're glad to be here.
We are. It is.
You are. I know. She was first. She's always excited to be in here. She was the first one here. So anyway, well, Miss Deb, are you excited about this year?
I am. It's been a different year. It always is.
Right.
You know, and you think you have this game plan that's you're going to follow, and you do this, and then something comes along and kind of
Jim Davis.
Yeah. Well, deters it, and but it makes it exciting, and you just. First of all, I just need to give God the glory. He has just blessed us so much with being able to do what we do. And he's guided us every step of the way on our journey. And I just want to praise him for just allowing us to do what we do. And to meet so many incredible people like you, Jimmy Clark.
I tell you what, I met a lot of people at you guys' sale last year, and I'm coming this year. Don't think I'm not, because that food was great.
Yeah, Carol, if we hadn't have done this, we'd never. Well, I grew up with Carol Brown.
Oh, you did?
Okay. Just down the road.
Okay.
Well, of course, just down the road in Durham, Oklahoma means. You know,
just
about
around
10
the
miles.
Corner.
Yeah.
Turn right there at the dead oak tree with the squirrel in it.
Yeah, with that squirrel and you'll wander. But yes, Carol's been doing our food, oh gosh, since we started. And,
right.
And
you want to tell everyone what we're having?
Prime rib.
Really?
And
yes.
What's
what
everyone's
did we have last
favorite?
Year?
The best part
bread pudding and yes. prime rib. And
any Jack Daniels in that bread pudding?
You never know with Carol.
<It's> separate.
And so we're just have a great sales staff. Of course, Greg Griffith is our auctioneer, you know,
this is year two at the new pens, right?
Yes. Year two.
Anything been done except since last year? Because I thought it went pretty good.
No, we're kind of waiting to see how it goes this year. And Nakona and I are remodeling a house and putting in a new show bar.
I seen that the other day. So, you know, I was over there by your place the other day.
You were.
Yeah, Sunday. I went and got me a trailer load of cow poop.
You do it by Colton. Yeah, you went right by it.
And to put in the garden.
Yes.
And so anyway, Nakona, he said, well, there goes Nakona. And then he pointed at the house where you guys were remodeling.
Yeah.
So I know the neighborhood now.
Yeah, stop by anytime. We'd love to show you around.
There wasn't nobody there, I don't think.
Probably not.
Yeah, so anyway, so we got that going on. And who's doing the auction?
Greg. Griffith.
You're okay.
Greg's been with us since the inception of our sale, and as everybody else has, and it's just the same old group.
No, we've got some new kids. We also have a group of high school kids that help us this year, and so everyone can come out and meet them. Our FFA kids that we're helping with
from Cordell?
From Burns Flat and Cordell both,
okay,
yeah.
Cool.
And so,
they saved our life.
They're awesome.
It's amazing for young people like that to perform the way they did. They were on video day, they were at our house for 14 hours, and every one of them left smiling.
And cleaned the barn.
Wow.
Well, I don't give them their paycheck until the tarps are folded and put up in the barn.
That's why the attitudes were still good.
I call it Debbie's golden rule. She who has the gold gets the rule, she who has the paychecks get the rule. But I want those tarps put up.
Hey, before we get too deep into this bull sale, give me an update from Washtenaw County.
Yes. So last night we had our Washtenaw County Junior Livestock Show, or yesterday, I guess. And anyways, just a quick plug for our sale. It's tonight at the Washtenaw County Fairgrounds, or Activity Center. And dinner will be served at 6 o'clock. Awards are at 6:45, and the sale's at 7 o'clock. This year we made all the exhibitors made the sale, and so we've got 82 kids selling, and they all had terrific projects and are all deserving. So come out and support the kids. Yeah.
Okay. I want to hear about your oldest, because tell me that heifer won.
We didn't take Goose.
What?
No, it was too hot. It's 85 degrees. So we left her at home, and she's going to OIE. But we took out Deb.
Deb?
We have a...
Who is she named after?
This lady.
No, it wasn't.
No, she came with the name. But she's a little special, and she gets a little worked up sometimes. And so so it fit, and so we kept it. And so,
I've seen her in stock show. She's the reason I don't go to softball games anymore, because these parents over there yelling.
Yeah, and Deb only gets worked up at stock shows. So
I know.
Yeah. So, yeah, Deb was champion key, and she was reserve grand. So he still did pretty good, and then he won showmanship. And Jaden, a girl that's a senior from Cordell, she comes out, Jayden. And she's Dobbs.
Okay.
And she had a heifer, and her goal, when she came out this year, I said, I need a goal. And so it took her about a month. And she finally said, I want to win a belt buckle. And I said, okay. So this is her last show, and she finally won her belt buckle and showmanship. Yep.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah,
congratulations.
It was pretty cool.
Jaden, right?
Yep.
Yeah, congratulations, Jaden. And then I seen somebody else. Who else do you have?
Bailey Beggs.
There you go, Bailey.
Yep, she's from Burns Flat. She has pigs. Right. We're working on cows for next year.
All
and
right.
So,
from
she
pigs
had the
to cattle.
Yes. Yeah, she got to show a heifer yesterday, and she's like, I'm not so for sure about that. And so she showed Denton's Angus in the Grand Drive. And so, but she had the bronze Burke Gilt at our show yesterday.
Gotcha.
And so, and I.
Good.
Wasn't watching. I got to talking, and so I didn't see how our commercial did.
That's shocking.
Right?
Anyway, so. Jimbo, you've been awful quiet because you got them on both sides of you this year.
What's left to say?
Anyway, so you guys, before we go to break, let's tell everybody the directions to the sale.
It is from the Cotton Gin in Burns Flat, downtown Burns Flat. Traffic's not bad on Saturday morning, so you can bring the trailer. Not worry about getting caught in traffic. Go 1 mile east of the Burns Flat Co-op Gin and a quarter mile back south.
Back south, yeah. And from the blacktop there east of the gin, you can see the sale.
Yeah, and we'll have some signs up too.
Yeah, you can see the sale. It's hard. And it starts at what time?
12:30. 12:30. Lunch starts at 11:30. We begin the sale at 12:30, and we try to be on time.
Yeah, prime rib and pudding.
Yeah, that's all we need.
That's all you need to be there. Anyway, we're going to take a Stockman's Vet break, and when I come back, I'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden ag weather update for you again. Guys, we got to be careful out there today. A guy just texted me in a picture. There's two major fires going on in the panhandle of Texas right now, and you can see them both on the radar now. So we got, and we need to, is Deb brought the Lord in on blessing them. We need to bless our mostly volunteer fire departments and firefighters that are out there fighting this right now. And it's again, this time of the year, everybody, we need to make donations to our volunteer fire departments with Gatorades, water, perishable items, all that stuff. If you will, please donate stuff to them, because this is just the start of it. So anyway, we still got another month of this to go. And anyway, we would appreciate all donations to the volunteer fire department. So anyway, we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton? It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com.
You know, I think the best advice that I could give a young couple is to go sit down and talk to an insurance agent. I see a lot of young couples, they're just getting online. I mean, they're just clicking the button and clicking what's cheap. And, well, if I click this, it makes it a little cheaper. But if I click that, it makes it go up. Well, there's a reason why it goes up. You need to know what you're paying for. And if you're paying for it, you need to make sure you've got the right coverage. You know, another piece of advice I would give is when you go in and talk to that agent, you need to discuss getting some life insurance. It doesn't have to be me. Any agent can help with that. But a young couple, you need to go in and sit down and talk to someone and understand what you're doing. You know, a term policy on a younger couple, it's a whole lot less expensive than what people think. And the younger you buy it, the cheaper it is. It's worth finding out how minimal that expense is, because it's life-changing if it's needed. That would be my best advice.
Hey, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Hobart Farm and Garden in Hobart, Oklahoma has dedicated their life to supporting your farm's success, because farming is their way of life. Their superior high-pro feeds are expertly formulated to meet the nutritional needs of your livestock. They provide bulk feed delivery straight to your farm, or for smaller quantities, they offer a variety of feed bags and sacks in different sizes. When it comes to your livestock feed, choose excellence. Choose Hobart Farm and Garden.
They want you to see them as people and not just a number. They love when you know their name when they walk in the door and greet them with a smile. They love that. I like to hear people's stories and find out about their lives and get to know them. We sponsor in the community a lot, in the communities and the surrounding communities. We just really care about people. I'm Elizabeth Mosley, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sarah.
Member FDIC.
At Lone Star Gin, 4.5 miles south of Pampa, Texas on Highway 70, our mission is to provide superior customer service to our producers while getting their cotton ginned in a timely manner. We possess 120-plus bale per hour capacity, high-tech moisture systems, on-site sampling, and we move cotton in a timely manner from the field to the gin. With excellent hands-on marketing, our gin is designed to maximize profits for our farmers. farmers. Visit us at www.lonestargen.com or give us a call 806-665-0677.
Friends, I would like to invite you to join us at the Davis Angus Value Genetics Bull and Female Sale on Saturday, March 2nd at 12:30 p.m., where you can get better beef bulls at an affordable price, selling 90 yearling and 18-month-old bulls and 30 commercial bred heifers and first calf heifer pairs. The bulls have been DNA tested, ultrasound tested, and been tested for feed efficiency on the Grow Safe system. Please join us on Saturday, March 2nd at 12:30 p.m. on County Road 2150 near Burns Flat, Oklahoma. You can get more information at davisangus.com or go to Facebook and search Davis Angus.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Well, I'm going with Bessie. That's the closest Mesonet. Is that the closest Mesonet station to you guys? I thought it was. Anyway, I got the Davis Angus family in here. Dib, Jim, and Jordan's in here. And Bessie, here is your forecast. Maybe. It looks the same as the one I just read. We'll try it out. 82 degrees right now. It feels like 80. Dew point 37. The humidity's 20. Winds are 34 miles an hour straight out of the west with 44 mile an hour gust. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature 55 degrees. I guess the wheat's growing down there pretty good around you guys. So the ground temperature is pretty warm. Sunset 6:29. Breezy and 82 today. West winds 31 to 33. Tonight, blustery 34 low. Winds switching from the west to the north, 17 to 28 miles an hour with gusts up to 40. Tomorrow, 51, sunny, and light winds. Jim, Depp, Jordan Davis Cook over there in that corner over there, and we got the Davises in this corner over here. But anyway, they're having their annual bull sale coming up this Saturday at, what time? 12:30 p.m., straight up. Anyway, their location there east of the Burns Flat Cotton Gin, 1 mile, and then back south. You can't miss it. All right, let's get serious. 92 bulls and 30 commercial heifers. Let's start with you with the heifers. What you got with the heifers?
So last year I talked Nakona into keeping some heifers that go back to some customer cattle, because we buy a lot of cattle out of the country from our customers. And so this time last year I was like, hey, let's keep some of those heifers. I collected lot, I think it was lot 4 last year, is 09J is my favorite bull. And I was like, I want to use this something.
I heard that number last year.
500 straws of the semen. Let's use it. And so somehow I convinced him to do that. And we sorted through them. We pelvic measured all of them. And we vaccinated them. And then we went ahead and AI'd them. And now
so they're bred.
They're bred.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, to 09J. They're all hide. We've got 13 kibs out of that. And then the rest are fixing to start kibbing to a fireball son that he's not quite as cool as the 09J bull, but he's pretty cool too. His numbers
is the 09J bull the one you and your dad were having a conversation about the first year on the show here?
Maybe.
And he had his choice of bull and you had
no,
yours?
No, we actually agreed. It was one time that we actually agreed that it was probably the best bull.
That See? Bull was amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, for a Kevin East bull, what he looked like. It's just amazing that, and he's real.
Yeah.
I mean, it is Kevin East, bull.
Yeah, and I kind of said, are all of them going to be this small? And I said, I hope so. That's
yeah,
the plan.
No kidding.
And so, and they just get up and grow. The little kibs are really nice. There's some black baldies in that group. And so we're going to sell them in pairs of 5. And so, yeah, they're a really nice set. And so I really want to keep the black baldies, but they really probably need to find somebody else's house to live at, because I've got too many cows.
Huh. So, look at that face. Anyway, let's talk about the bulls. I'm going to start it again. Have you got a favorite bull?
Well, of
course. Are you still just the book lady?
I am. Well, I'm the book lady. And so, but of course, you cannot look at the book and not like lot 6. I mean, which is L17. That's a hometown bull. I mean, and that cow, she's...
Look at the EPDs
on
him.
Yes.
Yeah, he carried... We some of these young people do a lot of helping us. And the fellow that tagged the calves last year was a kid that was helping us. And he tagged this calf as a growth fund. He had a GF on the bottom of his tag. And he walked around the farm thinking he was a growth fund. And everyone else did also. Those growth funds are tremendously muscular cattle. And
they grow well.
I got Debbie, my first calves out of growth fund out there now.
Debbie sent his DNA in, and lo and behold, he comes back a hometown. This calf does not look like your prototypical hometown. And what he did, number was, we've never, ever had a calf do what this calf did, as well as what he did on the feed efficiency test. If you look at this calf and convince yourself he's not a growth fund and look at the bar graph that we've got in there and where he ranks in out of 1,500,000 head, he's just phenomenal.
Oh, he looks great. He's got good taste.
I am the numbers.
I've got the catalog downstairs, and I'm not going to lie. I hadn't looked at it yet because I saved it for today. Well, she just saved me a lot of trouble.
And I'm still trying to convince Jim to not put the sires on the bottom of them because they do. You think it's one sire until if you send in the DNA, sometimes you get surprised, and you know it happens.
But that's one of the great values of what we're doing now versus what we were doing 20 years ago. We would have not known about this calf 20 years ago when we weren't sending the DNA in and evaluating the DNA. We evaluate DNA on our bulls as well as our heifers. We use these numbers religiously.
Yes.
Well, I'm going to ask you guys the same question that I asked Mike yesterday, because I know you guys are great friends. What has the Angus Association done for you guys? What has it done?
The Angus Association has the greatest database on cattle. They've been collecting information on cattle for years and years and years. And their EPD program is second to none. There's nobody else even close. And say what you may about EPDs, I've been on both sides of that discussion. You know, it's technology. Things are changing. The DNA has changed the way we do business. The EPDs are getting better as more data is turned in on these bulls. We not only do the DNA, we do ultrasound stuff. We do all of that stuff to send into the Angus Association, which they charge us dearly for that.
Right.
But I think one way to look at the EPDs is kind of like route guidance. I mean, who has a route guidance machine that hasn't taken them a place where they don't want to go? That's a possibility.
Right.
But you cannot stop at a gas station and ask directions anymore.
Right.
Unless you want
to. All of them have bars on the windows. I mean, every once in a while, you'll go down a road you don't want to be going down with route guidance.
Have you ever used a road map in the glove department of a car?
Yes, only with my dad, because he gets very mad when I pull up my cell phone.
Learn to use a map.
There you have it. So anyway,
ask him how many times they've led me in the wrong direction.
Oh, we were delivering a bull.
Oh, he just doesn't listen. But I want to echo on this what the Angus means to us. Being married to a commercial guy, the Angus breed for him and for myself, it means more money in our pockets because those cattle grow, they grade, and everybody wants black-hided cattle. I don't know how many times I get calls that said, well, we used XYZ breed of bull and we got docked somewhere. We want Angus genetics now because that's what everybody wants.
Yeah,
because
you guys also, besides having your bull sell, you guys follow your cattle, some of your cattle.
Oh, yes, all the way.
And it pays.
It's remarkable what you can do with those. I think last year's group of cattle, sold in November for $2,750 some dollars. The cattle will grow. Tom sells those cattle when they're weighing 1,700 pounds, and that's a pile of money. I wanted 3,000 for them, but they come in when you talk, when Brandon was talking about the $40 move.
Yeah.
That was
November.
That's when those cattle.
Because we sold ours in October, and I thought there was never be another bad day for a while. Bam, 30 days later, like, what happened?
I had $3,000 ahead already given to Debbie to spend any way she wanted to.
That's really? A lie.
If she would have been taking a drink of coffee, she'd have spit it all over my studio about right then. What's your favorite bull?
I like Baylor's bull, Lot 69. He calls him Sharkfin, and that bull is just one cool-looking dude. And so he's kind of way back there.
Yeah, I got
it. But, yeah, I've liked him from birth. I've got, like, his family photos in my phone of, like, his life.
But getting back then, tell Jimmy what Tom said about, you know, the certified Angus beef whenever – those cattle. You want to tell the story?
Well, I'm not sure where she's coming from there, but when you get to fat cattle selling out of the feed yard, it's not like selling a sale barn where a 600-pound calf brings more dollars per pound than a 900-pound calf. If they're 1,000 pounds, 1,200 pounds, or 1,800 pounds, they bring the same money. You figure at $2 and all the hanging weight is what we sell them by, but at $2 and something a pound, if every pound you get, and it's quite easy to get 200 pounds more. That's $500-$600, $1,000 more.
A lot of money.
For a bigger cow
right.
than a 1,200-pound calf. And then you get talking about, it doesn't fit the plate. But if you go almost any nice, I'm talking expensive restaurant you go to now, you can buy a two-pound T-bone steak sliced up and ready to eat for something over $250. And that's for one steak, guy.
Yeah.
And that's the type of cattle.
How many have you
more?
Bought?
Exactly.
Well, that's not too many. But I was talking about the CAB, Jim. What the CAB?
Oh, the Certified Angus Beef. And, uh-huh. Yeah, because Mike and I talked about it yesterday, and it's
real. It's and you get a premium for those calves that grade a CAB.
Right.
And whenever you just sell them at the sale barn, they don't know what's underneath that hide. But when they harvest them, they grade them, and you get that extra premium.
Right.
And so that's what we're after is, I mean, that's one of our goals is to get that premium on those cattle, the prime and the
and
high choice.
And that's been our goal for 30-some years.
Right.
That's not something we started yesterday. That's back even when Jordan was – very successful showing cattle. We were breeding for today.
If you guys haven't got a catalog, where did I see catalog? I seen the catalog here at the sale barn at Elk City, and that's where I got my catalog from. I was trying to remember where I got it from. Anyway, they got a lot of great genetics, and I'm just looking through this thing for the first time. I have been kind of scrolling through here while they've been on there, and man, they got some. You guys got some good bulls this year.
The little smiley faces, that's CAB.
They're targeting the brand.
Oh, is that right?
That's what she calls smiley faces.
Oh, I got you.
You can't take the teacher out of her. She likes to put little stickers on everything, and she's like, well, that one just isn't good enough. It doesn't have a sticker.
Oh. I look forward to you guys coming on every year. This is the third year in a row, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is year three. And so
we enjoy visiting.
Oh, no. I, you guys are kind of like adopted family for me anyway. But I see when I go to like Cattlemen's Congress or I go to something, I always go find them and see what Denton's up to. I really enjoy Denton. So anyway, real quick, like, Full Sail is this Saturday, March 2nd at 12:30. Food will be served, and it is just east of Burns Flat Gin, 1 mile and quarter mile back south. Thanks again, Davis family, for coming in today. And man, that show went quick. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Sayre and Elk City, Oklahoma.
Oh, come on. This is fun. Right? Isn't this fun? This is nice.
KEZO, Elk City.
We're on the same page on one issue. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News, just days away from a partial government shutdown.
We're very optimistic. I hope that the other leaders came out here and told you the same. We believe that we can get to agreement on these issues and prevent a government shutdown, and that's our first responsibility.
House Speaker Mike Johnson, after a White House meeting between President Biden and the top four lawmakers in Congress, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer also emphasizing the need to avoid a shutdown and saying there was good progress in the meeting. But he doesn't want Republican demands for tougher border policy.